Observe how she doesn't explicitly talk about his loss of property, but neither does she ignore it or rush past it. She subtly alludes to it from an angle that might stir up the most sympathy. When she says, "I too am a wanderer and a servant, moving from place to place, from house to house," she subtly suggests his loss and signifies her intense distress. Phrases like these even seem to dramatize the misfortune. "I knock on other people's doors," she says, "and I'm not just begging but also drifting and serving unfamiliar and unusual masters, roaming everywhere and carrying signs of my calamity, telling everyone about my hardships. One of the most pitiful situations is having to switch houses constantly." And she doesn't stop at these lamentations but continues to say, "Waiting for the sun to set, so I can rest from my troubles and the pains that surround me, by which I am now confined." So, what others find delightful seeing in daylight is painful for me, but the night and darkness are things I long for. This alone offers me relief from my hard work, and it becomes a comfort to my misfortunes. "But say something against God and die," she suggests. Do you notice her cunning wickedness here too? She doesn't introduce the harmful advice right away while offering counsel. Instead, after lengthily narrating her misfortunes and drawing out the drama, she encloses in a few words what she would recommend, and she doesn't express it directly, but obscures it while promising him the escape he desperately wants and offers death, which he desires more than anything else at the moment.